Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
We must learn to walk in our purpose, even when it's not convenient. See, we need to get rid of that metric. I think there's a lulling to sleep because many, they equate that passivity to being God's peace. But you could have peace in the midst of a war. See, that passivity, that lack of, you know, wanting to get involved or doing or exerting any effort is not necessarily the peace of God. As a matter of fact, many times our efforts become his instruments. And the problem has been lack of effort. Not sold out. Tentative. Wondering if this is God. Lord, is this you show me? He already showed you. 1 hour ago, he showed you. Lord, if this is really you, show me. And you're walking like that rather than being bold. The Bible tells me that the righteous are bold like a lion. See, that's the dimension the forerunners, the remnant, the last days church has to enter into, awaken to a holy boldness. It doesn't mean that you've arrived somewhere or that you have gotten perfect. You'll not be. No, you'll still make a mistake, but continue to be bold. See, the devil wants to destroy your power of choice. So you got bold and you missed the mark. So now you ain't never gonna do that again. You ain't got to worry about me no more. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. He failed 1,000 experiments. 1,000. Count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We've been counting a long time, right? Before bingo. Yeah, you ain't given half a try. You went to the gym and looked at the equipment. Child, I got an appointment. I really got enough time today. I'll be back tomorrow. How much have you given God to work with? How much of your thought? How much of your effort? How much of your physical effort? Sometimes you got to let go of the pillow. Stop hitting the snooze. That's the fifth time. The fifth time you threw it on the floor. Get my sleep. Huh? Something we need to realize. The moment we make kingdom decisions, all of heaven begins to move. You may not see it, you may not hear it, but it happens. It's spirit law. Every time you make kingdom decisions. The problem is sometimes you haven't put enough decisions together for it to manifest. Going by feeling. The devil will throw all kinds of feelings at you. All kinds of stumbling stones. That's why you get toxic people out of your mind, out of your spirit. Angels are assigned when you make kingdom decisions. And what happens... Listen to me real closely to get you out of that passive, I call it neutral. You know, when a car is in neutral, it ain't doing nothing. It ain't backing up. It ain't parked. It ain't in drive. You can just give it a shove. It just go. What happens is your spirit begins to command things to come into alignment when you make decisions. Now, it's not going to happen presto changeo. You got to start. And then you got to stay with that because that's the real you coming out. And you know, let me say this, when the devil gets busy, that's when you ought to really get aggressive. Instead of cowering down, no, you start boring on him. No, not now, it's on now. You done showed your ugly head, now it's on. Because greater is he that is in me. See, it stirs something up in you. Decisions are prophetic, not pathetic. Let me tell you something. Now this, everybody may not agree with this. Decisions speak louder than prayer. Amen. I'm a person of prayer. I believe strongly in prayer. But just praying and praying and praying and praying and praying, that has its place. Where are you ever making decisions to activate what it is you've been praying? Moses, don't cry to me. Don't even talk to me now. I trained you. But Lord, the Red Sea, the mountains, the Egyptians, don't cry to me. What's that in your hand? Look at what God said. I can't do anything here until you do something. I gave you the authority. Stretch forth the rod. When you do that, which I trained you to do, then I can cause the east wind to start to blow. But until you do that, you've handcuffed me. And that's where a lot of people are. They've handcuffed God because they refuse to stretch forth their rod and speak to the Red Sea or just point the rod at the Red Sea. Yeah, there's pressure from the back, pressure from the folk, mountains on the side, sea in front, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Exercise your authority. God says all of heaven will back you. Anybody ever been in a jam, a tight jam like that? I got saved in a tight jam like that. Early on, age 18, in a jam, there's no way out. So I know something about this. No way humanly possible to get out of it. But got out of it. Didn't touch a hair. I had hair on my head. No hair on my head was touched. Not a one. Decisions are prophetic. Decisions speak louder. Remember, spend that time in prayer. Let your decisions stem from your prayer life. But don't just leave it at prayer. Make decisions from the prayer. Bring what you got in that secret place out into the public place. Purpose has to be chosen every day. Your destiny and your next level. Look at somebody say, your next level. Your next level is not, listen to me, your next level is not locked behind the door of chance. Well, if I get a chance, you know, if I get a break, it's not locked behind the door of chance. It's waiting. Listen to me. Your next level is waiting behind the door of a hard decision. A challenging or difficult decision where you have to lay aside some habits. Sometimes you have to lay aside folk. Sometimes you have to lay aside whatever it is. It's a challenging decision to your flesh or to your carnal mind. I think we've all been, I'll say, guilty of this. It's not a sin, but guilty. That you've waited for passion to motivate you. When I, you know, when I get, you got to psych yourself out, you got to get passionate about it, then you get motivated. Am I talking to myself? But you know something about passion? Passion fades away. Wouldn't it be something we could be passionate every moment of the day? Just fired up. But you're not. Passion fades. But you know what? Decision remains. When you decide, you have to be passionate. You just decided. Remember, all of heaven backs that. Passion will come. Passion is wonderful when channeled or focused properly. And that has its benefits. But decision is the fella. So I'm getting ready to say a curse word. Discipline. Y'all hear it?
Discipline.
Discipline. Discipline carries you where passion dies out. And discipline has to do with decisions. Just decisions. Like I said, sometimes the greatest warfare will be waged between the ears, mentally. This is what people gauge or label as mental toughness. You've trained yourself or disciplined yourself to make decisions and to stay with the decisions until you see the result, the fruit of it. Some people are waiting to feel led. Well, you know, Apostle, I just don't feel led. Listen, I'm not talking to carnal folk. Laodicean, you know, the water people. I'm talking about the steamrollers. Some people are waiting to be led, while others decide to lead themselves. All based upon a prayer life, a walk in the Spirit, understanding, alignment. I'm not waiting to be led. I see the blueprint. I told you, God really challenged me one day, loud and clear, said, no sign. You decide. I thought, well, Lord, decide on something. He said, you decide. Because it was something big. He said, no, you decide. You don't need no sign from me. I want you to decide. They took me to Elijah. Elijah said, it ain't going to rain at my word. He said, that's what I want you to start. You have confidence to do that when you have a prayer life, when you have the intimacy with God, when you have a foundation. It's not just you doing something at a whim or of your carnal accord or nature or out of disobedience or whatever, all that foolishness. No, this is stemming from destiny and purpose. That's what you want. You're sold out for that.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.